Welcome to Verified Rx, your prescription for success. Brought to you by the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence.
Health system margins are shrinking, making pharmacy spend a growing opportunity target. MultiCare Health System departs from historical methods with an exciting, multifaceted approach to the issue. Here to tell us about it is Dr. Tyson Froden, AVP of Pharmacy Supply Chain, Rev Cycle, and Technology. I'm Gretchen Brummel, Pharmacy Executive Director in the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence and your program host. We are recording live at the 2023 Vizient Connections Summit. Welcome to the podcast, Tyson.
Thank you, Gretchen. I'm really happy to be here today.
So tell me a little bit about your background and your role at MultiCare.
I am a pharmacist that graduated from Idaho State back in 2010. From there, I went straight into Indian Health Services. They recruited us right out of school. An amazing opportunity, great experience, better than any residency experience I think anyone could ever have. I separated and went to work as a director of pharmacy at a critical access hospital back in Idaho, where I'm from. Really great opportunity. Went back to school, got a master's in healthcare administration from the University of Minnesota, and then took a job as a chief operating officer and director of pharmacy at a critical access hospital in northern Idaho, and then took my position with MultiCare. MultiCare, we've got 12 hospitals within our system. We're located in the state of Washington. We've got 12 retail pharmacies and about 350 clinics across the state.
Oh, fantastic background, and it's interesting to hear a little bit more about MultiCare. I know you've tackled a huge project there recently around pharmacy spend in the last couple of years. What drove the need for this, and what was the baseline situation?
I'm sure everyone's well aware of the impact that COVID had on all of healthcare, whether it was the exodus of healthcare workers, especially nurses and also providers and pharmacists. But because of that exodus, contract labor went through the roof. We went from paying anywhere from $40 to $60 for nursing staff to $110 to $150 for a traveler. Inflation struck. We're seeing about 12% inflation across pharmacy supplies. And then also length of stay. Patients put off getting healthcare for 2 to 3 years during COVID due to fear of going to the hospital systems. And now we're starting to see sicker patients come in that are requiring higher acuity of care and they're staying longer. Because of those three factors, it's really impacted our margin in our hospital system as well as hospital systems across the country. So due to rising financial obstacles, we had to do something. Pharmacy, we're big spenders. So obviously when hospital leaders came to us and said, what can pharmacy do to help support the recovery effort? We needed to come up with a game plan.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And there seemed to have been a lot of opportunity in terms of things that you could do. So with those challenges in front of you, how did you approach it?
It was kind of a multi-pronged approach. The first thing, when I came into this role, each of our 12 hospitals had its own purchaser, and they were in charge of doing all the purchasing and procurement of medications across their site. There wasn't a lot of coordination, and due to lack of coordination, it actually increased our costs. Coming into this role, my boss, Tim Lynch, who is our vice president of pharmacy, now our chief administration officer at MultiCare, he said, we know the structure needs to be revamped. We need to do something to decrease cost. What can we do? Take a good look at what we're currently doing and blow it up. Do what we need to do to have a better coordinated approach to decrease cost and make it happen. From there, having the opportunity to work with each site, each of their purchasers, it was very apparent that we needed to come up with a centralized coordinated approach. We actually changed the pharmacy purchasing structure. We created a centralized purchasing program where we were able to adapt three of our existing purchasers into a centralized purchasing position. And the role that they had was that they reviewed each of the IBUs or individual business unit or hospital's purchases prior to them to submitting their order. That way they could go through, update each NDC that we were purchasing to the preferred, the cheapest product that would drive savings across our system. And they would do that for each site. They'd log into McKesson, they'd review their order, they'd update preferred, and ensure we're buying the cheapest product possible. So we started that work late 2021. We got it finalized the way that we wanted to in 2022. We were overseeing all the inpatient purchases. We have 2 ambulatory infusion sites, 4 MedOnc in our West region. We have 2 MedOnc sites in our East region, and then in our retail space. So we're able to review all of those orders, ensure the correct product is being purchased at the cheapest price. The second part that we undertook was updating all of our pharmacy automation and technology. We're a BD shop, so having med stations, Pyxis A carts, and then some of our sites had carousels, others didn't. One of the first things we did is we were able to get a project created and approved to roll out carousels to all of our existing shops through all of our other pharmacies. That way we could have better management of our inventory. We also went from pharmagistics to logistics in order to have a perpetual inventory across our system so that we could really see what was going on at each site to better control that inventory. So that was the second phase. The third phase, after having begun the work with the centralized purchasers, we realized really fast the hardest part was just tracking the savings. we realized that we were going to have to figure out a data analytics approach to be able to help one, identify savings, but more importantly, how do we track that savings moving forward to show the real value of the work that's being done?
That makes sense.
The first opportunity we found is working with a VSAP, Vizient Savings Actualizer for Pharmacy. We partnered with Coley Deal, who was our VSAP advisor, and we really set baseline expectations, what we were trying to achieve with the program, and really began that work in March of 2022. And we had amazing success. We would do at first quarterly QBRs, reviewing all of our purchases, looking for price parity issues, contracts that had fallen off, issues with 340B. So going through and doing credit rebills, looking for savings opportunities across our system with specific NDCs, had a lot of success. We then went out and looked at third party data analytics platform. We had heard from visiting other Vizient summits that there was platforms out there that would absorb your wholesaler portfolio and give you visibility to what the costs of those NDCs were across not just our DC, which we have two that we purchased from, but across every DC in the country. And so by looking at our historical spend over 12 months, what we were purchasing, and then comparing it to what was out across McKesson as a whole, across the nation, they were able to come to us with specific NDC swaps that we could look to purchase the cheapest price based off of our utilization. We're mixed use in our inpatient settings, which EPO, WAC, and 340B, and they were able to break that down to say, okay, here's your historical utilization. If you use this product, it gives you the best blended price, and this is going to continue to drive savings. And we had incredible results. Starting July 1st of 2022 through June 30th of 2023, we were able to achieve $3.5 million in savings.
Great to hear. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great team effort. The last thing that we did is really coordinate with our clinical pharmacy team. Steve Paquette, who is the AVP of clinical pharmacy, he and I are joined at the hip. We're able to go through and work closely looking at each class of medications and reviewing contracting, you know, what's the best price, but then also looking at the other end of the spectrum of what's the best revenue. So we can really come up with a coordinated approach of what's the best mix. This might be the cheapest drug, but it doesn't have the best revenue. This one's a little more, but has a lot more revenue. How do we maximize that to our advantage to have the best cost and best revenue? And we really partnered with our Vizient Pharmacy Aggregation Group, the Northwest Pharmacy Network. We really are trying to drive that work in the NPN. We work very closely with Bronca, who is our executive director of the NPN, looking for savings opportunities, going out and contracting directly on our behalf, working with our other NPN members to bring in that aggregate spend to use that, really to leverage that volume to our best advantage to get the best price.
Well, that's really impressive. That four-pronged approach of the centralized supply structure, updating your automation and standardizing that, enhancing your data analytics, and then taking that clinical approach. And then on top of that, all the Vizient partnerships that you mentioned as well. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a great recipe for success. So you had to get buy-in from a number of different stakeholders to make this happen. How did you set yourself up to be successful here?
Ooh, well, obviously, never let a good crisis go to waste. With our financial struggles that we were having, being able to just look across our area, which is the pharmacy supply chain, look for areas of opportunity, and having that support from our VP of pharmacy, who's also our chief administration officer of MultiCare, he could really see the vision of needing that centralized coordinated approach. So we got the approval there. With the success that we had from just doing the centralized purchasing, it really showed the value of the work that we were doing and was able to help us provide the ROI needed to bring in the staff needed and to be able to have the capital needed to contract with these third-party vendors and also with VSAP to get that contract in place. So just by being able to show the ROI, showing the value and the immediate savings was what really drove the whole course of this project moving forward.
Well, that's great to hear. What surprised you about the process?
What was surprising is to see the amount of buy-in, not only from my team, but the teams that we work with on a daily basis. Right now, the pharmacy technician shortage across the country is the worst it's ever been.
Right.
And being able to go and work with all of our directors of pharmacies at each site saying, hey, this is the work that we're wanting to do, but it's not going to impact your individual purchaser at your site. We're going to be doing this in the background behind the scenes to drive value and savings for your site. And it's not going to impact your guys' workflow. If anything, it's going to make you guys more efficient. That way, instead of your site-based purchaser looking for cheaper NDCs and maintaining Excel spreadsheets and pivot tables of trying to find savings and tracking that savings, we'll be doing that in the background. Then you can reallocate that time to have that person doing other frontline duties. Not only that, being able to share that results with them, for them to share with their C-suite team at each of the sites of the value of what pharmacy is doing, really helped engage the teams. We got the support that we needed, and it was really a collaborative approach moving all this work forward.
so important to be able to raise up the value of the pharmacy to the C-suite. So I'm glad that you were able to do that.
It is.
Congratulations again.
This is our joke. You know, pharmacy does amazing things. We don't do an amazing job of sharing those savings, however. So we're really making a big effort on communication, creating dashboards, QBRs that we can go and actually show and present on a monthly or quarterly basis with our leaders to show the value of what it is that we're trying to achieve.
It's all part of the job now, isn't it?
It is all part of the job. You know, pharmacy is no longer that cost center that's down in a basement.
Sure.
We're more of looking to become a revenue generating area for the system and a benefit for the system, whether it's cost savings, whether it's revenue, every dollar counts.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that a lot across our membership. So now that you've implemented the program, what have you seen in terms of outcomes?
So as far as outcomes, in 2022, that's when the majority of this work initiated and began. Just looking at our centralized purchasing platform across our inpatient, our retail, and our ambulatory infusion space, we're able to achieve $982,000 in savings.
Wow.
By partnering with VSAP, we're able to achieve another $900,000 in savings. And then partnering with our third-party data analytics vendor, we were able to achieve another 1.2. So a total of $3.1 million combined for 2022. This work continues to ramp up. We continue to add new pieces to these projects. And so year to date for 2023, our centralized purchasing has achieved $1.4 million in savings across those three areas, inpatient, retail, and our ambulatory infusion and MedOnc areas. And then VSAP, we were able to achieve another $1.1 million this year so far. And then from our third-party data analytics platform that we work with, we've been able to achieve $2.5 million in savings. So for a combined of just that $4 million in savings for pharmacy supply chain.
Wonderful. Wonderful for you and your team and your organization. So what advice do you have for other pharmacies who may want to attempt something like this in their organization?
First thing is pharmacy, we do amazing work. We need to do a better job of being able to show those results to C-suite members. When they can really understand what it is that pharmacy does and how it drives savings and revenue across not just the pharmacy, but the entire system, it really gets them to be engaged with the work that pharmacy does. So one, ensure that you're sharing your results with your C-suite team.
Get a seat at the table.
That's exactly right. And then from there, I'd say really look at your structure. Are you guys set up for success? We had 12 hospitals that were essentially doing their own thing. How do you align that work so everybody's working in the same direction and together? So looking at your infrastructure, looking at your organizational structure of that supply chain area, is there anything that you can do that would make it more aligned and streamlined and more efficient? For us, it was creating that centralized purchasing structure. The next thing would be is looking at automation and ensure that your automation is working for you, not against you. If you're having to do work behind the scenes that doesn't equate an output that benefits your system, you need to start from scratch and retool it to make it work for you versus against you. That's one of the big things that we did, especially with our BD, you know, bringing in carousels, going to logistics, having the ability to have that perpetual inventory, especially now with all the drug shortages. We had over $1 million in spend in drug shortages, which is actually a decrease from the year prior, but we're experiencing the worst drug shortages that we've ever seen.
Yes.
And having that automation really will help to avoid that and mitigate those challenges as they come. And then lastly, just having that ability to have data analytics. Data is king. And if you're able to look at your data and utilize that to help, whether it's decrease costs, generate revenue, those would be the biggest areas I'd say for people to look for what you can do to really drive the needle for savings and revenue in pharmacy.
Great advice for our listeners. Thank you so much for sharing that. What do we have to look forward to for the future for MultiCare Pharmacy?
Ooh, moving forward, and this is a trend that we're seeing, and this is one of the reasons why I love the Vizient Conference so much, is being able to network and talk to people that are undergoing the same situations that we are. They're seeing the same obstacles, having the same fight against headwinds that are coming in, whether it's length of stay, whether it's contract labor, whether it's inflation and cost supply, and to see what they're really doing to drive the needle. So instead of recreating the wheel, what are our peers doing to be successful, and what can we take from that and continue to run with? So as we look to grow the MultiCare Pharmacy enterprise, you know, having that focus on the ambulatory setting, looking at specialty, looking at retail, looking at having channel management to ensure that all of our MultiCare prescriptions are being funneled through to our pharmacies. So we've done a lot of work, especially in our specialty pharmacy space, to get URAC accreditation. We're looking to get a second accreditation to have buy-in from those PBMs to ensure that we have access to limited distribution drugs, specialty medications, and they're all flowing to our specialty pharmacy. As we continue to grow that area, our retail pharmacy, our specialty pharmacy, home infusions, that's where we're going to start to see the biggest benefit, which will help us get to the point, and we're already in the planning stages, of coming up with a centralized distribution center where we could have an area where we can centralize services, whether it's pharmacy supply chain, doing our own repackaging, carousel and MedStation replenishment, doing mail order pharmacy from that one location, doing all the procurement for the retail, the ambulatory sites. Being able to do that from one centralized location, centralizing those efforts so it's streamlined across our systems, but then also having the space to look for those savings opportunities, whether it's forward buys, bulk buys, things that you can go out and negotiate a better price on. So that's where our future hopefully will be in the next couple of years, is being able to plan for a centralized distribution center to really continue to drive that savings and revenue needle for MultiCare.
Thank you for sharing that. And it sounds like there's a lot to do, but we're all in it together.
We're all in it together. That's exactly right.
That's why we're here at the summit, to share our best practices and learn from each other. So Tyson, thank you so much for joining us today to share your thoughts and insights. It's been wonderful chatting with you.
Gretchen, thank you so much for the invite. It's been a pleasure to speak with you today.
Really appreciate it. Please join us for more Verified Rx podcasts. Subscribe today, like us, and send us your comments. We'd love to hear from you. Verified Rx is your prescription for success, and is brought to you by the Vizient Center for Pharmacy Practice Excellence. I'm Gretchen Brummel. Thanks for listening.